Sports programs are on the slide in many schools around the country. That was the chief concern today at the annual summit of the LA 84 Foundation, which promotes sports for children. As Danielle Tarasuk reports, experts there are not just worried about the health implications of that trend.
According to new research, running, jumping, and playing in the schoolyard is not just a great way for children to build social skills and ward off obesity. It also enhances academic performance. One study from the American College of Sports Medicine looked at a group of 317 6th to 8th graders. They found that the students who were more physically fit scored 30% higher on standardized exams than the least fit group of kids. Anita DeFrance is the president of LA 84, a foundation that serves youth through sports. She was not surprised by the researchers' findings.
Education and sports go well together, and in fact, the young people who take part in sports are likely to do better in school. And in part, it's because they know, in some cases, they know they have to keep their grades up to be able to stay in on the sports team. In other cases, they're simply better organized.
Scott Blackman, the CEO of the U.S. Olympics Committee, spoke from personal experience at LA 84's annual summit Thursday morning.
So many parents believe that sports is not something that makes their kids' academics better, when in fact it does. We're losing some athletes because parents want them focused more on their academics.
When asked about the kids who felt isolated from their peers and not welcome in school athletics, Blackman said that it was a real concern.
So I think it is critically important that we look at inclusion and involvement. The question is, how do you do that?
Blackman also said that investing more in PE classes for young children is one way to help. But not everyone thinks that sports in schools is the country's solution to poor academics. According to the Council on Foreign Relations, the United States has slipped by 10 spots in both high school and college global rankings. Amanda Ripley is the author of The Smartest Kids in the World and How They Got That Way. In an article earlier this month that Ripley wrote for The Atlantic, she says that the United States' emphasis on sports and schools is actually hurting the quality of academics. Schools spend significantly more on their athletic programs than, for instance, their math programs. Danielle Tarasuk, Annenberg Radio News.